spent everything that you could possibly ever want. And he's offering to everyone. So just surrender to me and I'll take complete charge of you. But people are so foolish that they don't do it. They don't take any notice.
That was a big man. I'll give you that. Yes. You simplify that to me, I'll take charge of. Immediately one takes them. So why is it a man does not take his son for?
We're ignorant.
Man is such a great fool. They have been described as mullahs. But such what? Samal Guskijana Mulha Prabhupada. Guskijana Mulha, the most sinful rascal, he does not surrender. That is the fact.
So for one who gives up sinful activities, does his sense of God consciousness become awakened?
Yes. Yeah. Very fast. Sinful activities means powering intelligence. Just like animals. A tiger is always engaged in sinful activities because he does not know it is sinful. There are so many animals. They simply engage in sinful activities. Therefore, their excuse that this tiger, his business is to act sinfully. Therefore, God has given him place in a jungle of religion. And your sinful activity is not to take him into account.
Yesterday, this man was finding difficulty discriminating between good and bad.
Who?
The gentleman who came yesterday.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Everyone is like him. Girls will call everyone that's good.
The kind of philosophy in America is if it feels good, do it. If it feels good, do it.
Man useless. He's simply beating drums. Nobody can explain
that they won't surrender.
Mm-hmm.
They have no confidence. But this is there to actually fulfill the song. You can use imagination.
Until I'm out of my freedom. Thank you. Thank you.
Is due to sinful activities? Sinful activities?
The citizen of Mura. Anyone who commits pain, he's a rascal. Ordinarily also, the person kills somebody. That means he's a rascal. He does not care for the law. That means rascal. Any sinful man is a rascal. Without being rascal, one cannot commit sin.
I was thinking about an American astronaut that went to the moon. They asked him if he experienced God or felt the help from God in his ship. And he said, no, I had no religious experience. God must have gone the other way.
Oh, yeah. Which way is that?
He said that when he went to the moon, when he went up in the space capsule to the moon, he had no religious experience.
So he thought that there was no God.
So, faith, traveling, induces a man to accept God.
I think it's a material conception that God is in the heavens, above the clouds.
That is a fact.
According to the Bhagavatam,
beyond this material and the house, very, very far out.
But another astronaut who went, he had a religious experience, and after coming back, he became missionary.
That is natural.
Another astronaut went insane like a madman.
What is the reason?
For his insanity? I could not explain.
And he's also a result of sinful actions.
See the prophet? We live in this material world. And we're so much ignorance that we don't know who it belongs to. That due to sinful activity.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the material world and we don't perceive who it actually belongs to. Like living in a house not knowing who the owner is. So is this sense of ignorance due to sinful activity?
Yes, suppose if I go to America and if we do not know what is the political constitution of America, how the country is being managed, that is my foolishness. I must know that in America there is a president, and the government is like this, the law is like this, then I will tell them. And if I do not know anything, if I think anything is automatically going on, then I am foolish. The great thing is, everything is going on. Nature, they cannot explain what is this nature. You can make the flower growing, the trees growing. Foolish people, this is nature. An intelligent person knows what is this law behind it. That is intelligence and truth. Nothing can happen. The big so-called scientists, they are talking of accident. There is another aspect. Accident. Why? By accident. This flower is not going in this tree and this flower is not going in this tree. By accident. Why it will not happen? Accidents means that there is no law. Something happens without any law. That is accident. But we are generally seeing that this flower never grows in this tree and this flower never grows like this. That is accident.
It's not accident.
No, but they say they have got a big theory. Accident.
They say that in due course, this will evolve. And that just as this flower, this tree is giving this flower, this rose tree, so after generations and generations of
and we have
like
to
that,
believe these rascals in future. And that is the same post-dated tree. If you take this $10,000, it will pay 300 years after. Style of rascals. I'm not a hypocrite.
They will say you have to look back into history and we'll see how history will repeat itself in
what
the
is history? How the rose flower get back to lotus flower? Very good history.
This is what they say.
That's
that all the vegetation.
That's what they are after. Now, the Darwin Lascelles says that from monkey, mankind. Oh, why the monkey now do not produce good man? That is a thing. False
theory. So they can make crossbreeds.
That is another thing. You are the cause of this crossbreeding. It is not accident. You are making arrangements, therefore it is. Well, of course, it is not accident. Oh, I promise that you just surrender to me. I'll take care of you, everything. So, whether I shall do it or not?
Yes.
Huh? So why they do not do, Krishna says, that you surrender and I take care.
As Krishna is not here,
huh?
We can see the man. We can see him giving us.
That means he has no eyes to see. Krishna is everywhere. I say, Andan Parasang Paramahamsa. Krishna is everywhere. He is using your heart. But that means you are rested. You do not know to see Krishna.
But that's conditional.
Huh?
If I surrender to the big man, he should give me anything I want.
Yes. Because Krishna says that.
But Krishna says you cannot do this, you cannot do that, therefore it is conditional.
But then there is no surrender.
Ultimately, I know that Krishna takes away.
Then there is no surrender. You do not surrender.
But I know that Krishna takes away everything from his devotees, ultimately.
Yes, that is good for you. That is good for you. That's right. If you can say that you surrender, you don't. He is saying, I am yours. Do you accept
this? Well, when Krishna will give me his mercy, then I'll surrender.
Hmm?
When Krishna will give the mercy, when he will,
he's already giving you, because without Krishna's mercy, you cannot live for a second.
But similarly, when he desires, I serve him, I will serve him. But now he is not desiring.
They would say, we are living and we are not serving Krishna, you are living
easy,
and you are serving
Krishna. He says that you do it, he's not desiring. How foolish that is.
But he's not inspiring me to do it.
Oh, what is inspiring? He's directly saying you do that,
but he's not inspiring me.
Let's see how foolish. He's saying directly do this, and he still is not inspired. Yes?
He says that only by his mercy I will be able to do it.
Huh?
He says only by his Krishna's mercy I will be able to surrender to him. So his mercy is on you, but his mercy has not come to me.
And if you don't accept the mercy, then who's part of it?
Yeah.
I'm giving you mercy, take it, and if you do not take it, then is it my fault?
I don't want to be Krishna.
And he's still hallowed.
But I'm a fool, so I will keep trying. I will not surrender.
They like to be a fool.
You Westerners have enjoyed the material life, and we have not. Therefore, let us enjoy it.
What is an
enjoyment?
Is it an enjoyment? That working so hard, for 10 degrees, is it an enjoyment? The enjoyment is a future. At night I shall go to my wife and enjoy. That is enjoyment. But for that enjoyment, he is working so hard. Janamayikana vigrihame jisukham mitu. Everyone is thinking, I shall enjoy at night. He is working hard. That's all.
So why do you blame us for not surrendering when we see that even Krishna's devotees can't surrender to him? They come to us and ask us for money for these books. Why don't they give them away?
And he surrenders his devotee. And he does not, he's not devotee. He's trying to be a devotee.
But why do they ask us for money for these books? Why don't they give them away as they surrender to Krishna?
Why shall I give?
Krishna says he is the proprietor of everything. Why he has to ask me?
Mm. Yeah, why is he asking us for money?
He's the proprietor of your money. Give it. I think our Giriraj played this.
Yes, I have also played the same trick.
And one boy gave me all money.
They say it is all one. So they say, well, if it is all one, then it doesn't make any difference. You have the money or I have the money, so give it to me. It works.
I don't like it
very much.
generosity.
Yeah, money is my money, my money is my money.
In your article, though, you said that Dhritarashtra said he was better than the sannyasis because they were coming to him begging for money.
Yes. They help me. You are keeping Krishna's money, it will be funny. So you panic for Krishna, he'll be happy.
Voluntary disclosure.
Yes, voluntary disclosure.
Why is it that a devotee falls down that he wants to surrender to Krishna and again he falls back to the material world to become a false enjoyer?
The most simple. He is not yet finished. It's simple. That's right. I know he surrenders to you. It's like somebody said, I want to end that. That is simple.
Krishna will protect any living entity, surrenders,
yes,
even from mortals or reactions.
Yes,
from some sort of people surrender.
That's right.
Surrender has to be with perfect knowledge, or else it won't be strong enough.
If you surrender, the knowledge will be there. That knowledge that is very psychological. If you surrender, I will surrender to you, I must have some concepts under your territory. That's what concepts I will have. Not more than this. Simply accept the Krishna is Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarbhakti. You may simply understand. But if I surrender to Krishna, then everything is But if I surrender to Krishna, then my life is
And all other activities and responsibilities are fulfilled by serving Krishna. I am Mama Gila.
My only responsibility is to surrender to Krishna. But this very concept is there.
I spoke with one man who argued that Krishna is very cruel because he knows everything, past, present, and future. So he knew that we would all fall down from the spiritual side, but still he gave us the independence to fall down. Even though he knew we would fall, because he knows everything.
Yeah, I have a foolish question. Yeah, unless you have got independence, what is your life? Anyone gets to go? Want to become a guest? That is not Krishna.
Well, just like a child.
Krishna does not teach that person. When you become a guest,
the thing is that because Krishna knows the future, past, present, and future, he knew that he would fall down. So why?
And the future means that's reality. This is the law of nature. That you should sin to be punished. If I say you are stealing, will you punish? This is this. Suppose it is the month of March, and if I say in the month of realize that it is there. I know, you know, everyone knows. This is not a future telling. It's natural sequence, everyone knows it.
Does that mean that Krishna doesn't know something?
If everyone knows, like Krishna doesn't. He knows everything me, when he says this common sense, everyone knows.
Does he know what you choose?
Huh? Future means like this, nature's law. And it will happen. After summer, there will be any season. It will happen. As you call an opening future, it's not future, it's natural sequence. Automatically,
but that's predictable. If I have my own free will, what I'm going to
do, you don't have equal knowledge, you can predict. But if that's true, you can also. If I see that intellect will be there, and if that's true, you'll predict. That is a quiz. It is natural sequence. One after another.
That's why you are doing test.
There is a story that one fool was sitting on a branch of a tree. And he was sitting.
Oh.
And somebody said, you will fall down. But when he fell down, he said, oh, you are a great astronaut. So who goes to the astrology? Only fools and rascals. No same man goes. They know that what is just bhanta dhoka. What is to happen that will happen? I can a good astrology.
I prepare myself to make change.
Yes, my only business is to start Krishna. I don't know what will happen next.
That desire to serve Krishna, though.
That desire everyone has.
Yes.
He's serving so many things. But he doesn't want to serve Krishna.
That is
it. Having Maya. Still he denies to serve Krishna. That is it. Misfortune. Hey, the Brahmana Purushit, Pono Bhagavan. Unless one is very fortunate, he does not agree to that.
That future is determined by a great soul, such as yourself. Because you are creating people's good fortune.
Yes, it is already there. I'm pretty informed.
Oh, but you actually engage them in our Jefferson teaching. Meritorious activities, even unwillingly performed.
Baba and Sutra Roda.
One to God, that is it. And that is a Guru Nakasya. Why should not Guru become a Guru if you cannot do that? Otherwise, he's cheating. Why should it become Guru? Why you should accept service from so many people? If you cannot write this direction, then you can sound like a karma loss. If I take one price from you without any service, I have to pay you both of
them. In spiritual world, a living entity is full of knowledge, so they will...
That is anger, order. You don't become guru if you cannot say it. Do not become father. You cannot say it. It is nothing. As you have it, you will do not have it. You don't know the key dance. You don't know why you are saying it. You don't know the question. It's a dragon. When I'm going to guru like that, what is that question? Yogi.
You are the guru Maharaj.
Huh?
Which one?
Guru Maharaj. All of them.
The big aspect. Transcendental
meditation.
He is giving action, which is passive, which is yoga, and you are very able to do your business nicely. These things. painful.
And he charges them a fabulous amount of money.
Alex.
First, Purvo Bahavo Santi, Kutya Sankar Paharaka.
None of these kids will get friends, but these people want to be cheated. Why can I not cheat?
Yes.
He says, one of the sailors can say, if you want God, then go to Bhakti Rodham. He says, they smile good.
So,
I don't know. This is cheating because these Askers want to be cheated. Why can't I cheat and get some money?
But he doesn't give the money to you though, eh?
No.
He knows you are real.
But he knows that God consciousness he can get. Yeah.
And he's arrested.
Yesterday you said that one cheater takes from the other cheater. So Jesus, he said he's taking from other
cheaters. He mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the one cheater takes the money, another cheater takes it.
His business is cheating. He says that he's just as one who cheats. Why not cheat?
So we shouldn't get so angry at him.
Huh?
Some people are serving coffee because people want coffee. Some people are selling beaties because people want beaties. So some people want to be cheated, so you simply perform.
That is why. The whole world is the society of cheater and cheated.
Yes.
That is Bhatsara, my Guru. The whole so-called human society needs a bunch of cheaters and cheaters.
So Bhatsara is going to hell, even though he knows that he's cheating. He's also going to hell, even if his conscience was cheating.
So don't be cheater, don't be cheated. That is it.
The problem, what is our portion that we've come in contact with a qualified group? What have we done to qualify to come in contact with you? Why does some come and others not come?
Agyata Sukriti. Agyata Sukriti. Might have done some very bad for the king. Which you do not know. But I'll get that.
So it seems like it's up to chance then.
Okay.
That's why a simple man, some sensitive person comes to him and he gives some money. He does not know that I am being very quiet. But because there's guinea, he begins.
If not even a plate of brass moves, unless Krishna sanctions it, then why does someone have the opportunity to perform such a jnana sukriti, other person not?
Yes, Krishna will say, suppose a sentient person comes here, very sinful man, he needs some money, immediately Krishna will give him some money. Very easy. Alex. Krishna's desire is unless Krishna dictates how we do, how we can get.
But then where's the question of free will if I want to give or not to give?
Well, free will and that Krishna. You can become free will and become a big man immediately. If your free will stands on by Krishna. You're not so free that whatever you like you can do.
So even if I want to perform some Agyata Sukriti, it's only by Krishna's mercy that I'll do it.
Yes.
Want to
perform
the
Agyata
Sukriti.
If I want to perform it, it's not a good thing. If I want to perform it, it's not a good thing. If I want to perform it, it's not a good thing. The action is here. If I want to perform it, immediately I have to perform it. That's it. That's what I'm saying. Immediately.
If someone gives to a person and for spiritual consciousness for spiritual
enough.
And the person who gives the money, does he benefit? If a man says, I'm giving you this donation because it was a spiritual organization, but if the money is misused, does that man benefit?
And if it's misused, then both of them become impure. If it is not used for Krishna,
that, both of them, you know, under the laws of karma.
That man was sincere.
Well, this word sincere has very important. Unless he's a devotee.
I found out.
He's a little man, Thabman of them. These are all mental problems. There's no meaning. This man is good, this man is sincere, this man is bad, this man is. They're all mental problems. Only good is he who is Krishna. Other than all that.
So if Krishna is giving the dictation, then is he dictating every sinful man to give? Is he dictating every sinful man to give?
Why do you put that?
Well, then this is that point that does one get contact with a pure devotee and advance like that from his own free will, from accepting the mercy of the spiritual master or not? Well, the point
is answer. Not every simple man is to give money, otherwise they'd all be giving us money. All simple. We'd be getting money from
everyone.
The question is, why some and not others?
Some are innocent.
That is Krishna's dictation.
Yes.
And you cannot find Krishna to dictate in the same error. He likes it and us a sinful man does it. If he doesn't like it, no matter. That is Krishna.
So all the religion is simply by the mercy of Krishna.
Yeah.
Come back to Krishna.
Yeah, so it is Krishna's business. Well, to show mercy or ask mercy. You cannot oblige him that you should show mercy everywhere. No. Ram Prakasa Sarvasa Yogumaya Atama. It's why you cannot oblige this. You do this. That is not possible. If one is obliged to act with your three of dictation, then he is not Krishna.
Therefore,
whatever Krishna likes is
good.
He cannot oblige him. That you have to do it. No. That is karma vimansa. That it could work. It could result. So why should he care for Krishna? We shall do the good work. They are ordinary people, they think that. Karma
mimamsa.
If I do good work, Krishna will be obliged to give me good work. Why shall I care for Krishna? Hmm. That is karma mimamsa. What is
therefore,
do good work, this. But we say, even if you do good work, if Krishna does not want it, then it is not good.
But again, we don't have the mercy of Krishna yet, so...
No. Everyone has got the mercy. But that mercy is not obligated. If he likes, he can give you mercy. If he doesn't like, he may not.
But everyone has?
Everyone has. If he feels mercy, that is generous. But if he does not like, he may not give. You cannot make him obliged.
I just want to say with the question about Jyata Sukriti. The Indians, from their birth, they're watering tulsi, they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're doing so many activities. So most people are the
foreigners. That is temporary. It is not going fast. It's like this cloud. That was meant for rain. That is not rain. You cannot say there is no rain. There is. But it is not sufficient to collect it.
But in the Shastras, like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives certain criteria.
As I see, it is not sufficient to collect it.
Yes.
Yes. That is superior direction. It is not your direction.
Krishna explains why he comes at a certain time. He says, I come whenever there are certain conditions. Do you ever say, is there any statement in the Shastra?
96, 13, 7, 9, 4, 5.
We went to another place. We did not go to that. We went to a couple of Malawi Vista over here, 59 with Joseph. We found the brother. Today I'm going to make sure of you.
Yesterday, Donald began to was everywhere. Fathers on class, different schedule, different times, going on in different groups.
Building you the house, we should print books. But I think we have to build you the house because the person Bhagavatam is as good as the book Bhagavatam.
Bhagavat Parogyan Bhagavatam. One has to learn book Bhagavat from the person.
Bhagavat Parogyan.
Beginning to come. Just beginning to come.
Now it's all finished. I was just told that last night the wind was blowing so hard that they took everything down for this rest of us couldn't break. And this morning, right after your class, they wanted to put it all up.
What is that same one?
That is preaching outside from the, at a college.
This is that TV show. Just the junior. It's a nice show.
That's the beginning of the show.
Every year, so much money
is required. And as far as we are collecting money. Oh.